This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen.
Hey, messy baby.
This is a great song. I think it is, anyway. Fun. Yeah, it's good. The boys are back in town, and so are the girls. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air on the Good Day program. Crank this up a little bit. The lyric line is great, too.
Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot.
Cool.
I mean, she was feeling. And that time over at Johnny's
place.
Well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. That chick don't want to know, forget her.
Great tune. Happy music in the manner of speaking, getting us started in this hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner. I was told that I should stay quiet.
Why?
Okay, so let's take this apart. Well, because of what I said about Tucker Carlson and the interview he did with Cuomo that was on News Nation, and it's been, he's played it on his, whatever his YouTube channel is, or on X, or wherever he is these days. And the message I gave had two sides to it. I like the candor of the interview that the two of them had with each other. I have never been a fan of Tucker Carlson's, but I see how he developed the shtick that paid him handsomely. He did well at it, and he had a big following. And so, but the message that he's giving now is a little different than the message he gave before. One of the things they talked about was getting fired by their respective networks and understanding why did they get fired. And neither one of them are worried about that now. But I was told because I had some different things to say about the two of them, I've not always been a fan of Cuomo's, frankly. I think he's very one-sided as Tucker, and I don't like that. I don't like one-sidedness wherever it is. But I find Cuomo to be much more engaging now that he's on News Nation, and I find that Carlson, who doesn't have to kowtow to the likes of the people who like him on Fox, because he's kind of expanded himself a little bit and done things differently. He even admitted this in the interview, that he was going to get a lot of starch from his loyal supporters because they don't like anything that's outside the box or outside their frame of reference or their convenience or comfort zone or whatever it is. And so basically, this person who just wrote to me said, "You sound confused. You should be quiet." So, yeah, listen, maybe I am confused. Right, exactly. But I think I'm a fairly good communicator, and I think that I don't want to communicate confusion. Maybe sometimes it's what you hear, though. People's ears are filtered. It's kind of like the, this is a crude example, but kind of like the hair in your nose that's supposed to filter out all the gluck that you breathe in, so the hair is in your nose for. Right? Maybe there are more hair in your ears. You could filter out some of the things that aren't necessarily, you hear what you want to hear. It may not be what is actually coming out of the mouths of the people that are talking, but it's all filtered by whatever your point of view is. So ask questions. That's what I found about the interview. They asked good questions of each other, and they had much more of an understanding of the situation at the end of the interview, I think, than they did beforehand. Cuomo admitted that he thought that Carlson was going to, because it was Carlson's idea to do the interview, he thought he'd try to bag him. Cuomo went in thinking that Carlson was going to try to bag him. And he didn't. And neither one of them tried to bag each other. It was a very refreshing conversation. That's the way that I would put it. And I don't want to, I mean, I'm not getting paid to promote it, but I don't get, you know, I'm not getting mm-hmm. paid. I'm not selling out any of my ideas or my ideas. And if I feel strongly about something, I'm going to tell you. And so those of you, if you're a follower, you like Chris Cuomo, super. You like Tucker Carlson, you will find something to like about both of them and each of them if you watch the interview. That's the way. I didn't expect to see it. I just happened to, because every night I check News Nation. I have Dan Matthews and sometimes, what's her, Ashley Banfield, who I think is fabulous. She's very smart and thoughtful, and she always has good ways of looking at stuff. And she loves to take apart crime stories. So anyway, there's a lot of, those three are the best, I think, on News Nation. And if you haven't seen it, man, just check it out. It's got to be, everybody's got cable, has News Nation someplace. And they're moving up very fast because they're what a lot of people want. An objective overview of what's going on, not necessarily from the right or from the left. So Cuomo used to present on CNN the left's point of view, and Carlson on Fox present the right point of view. Cuomo's not doing that anymore, even though you know where he is politically. And Carlson, I don't know. I think I didn't, because I'm not a fan, I don't usually follow it. I was interested in his interview with Putin, and so I paid attention to some of the excerpts from that. But that was a puff piece. There were no hard questions asked of Putin. Because Carlson was probably worried about getting shot.
I was going to say.
He didn't ask him. There was no question about Navalny when he interviewed him. Why wouldn't you ask him a question? As Cuomo pointed out, he's a murdering thug.
Yeah, like most people get the not the writer, but the disclaimer thingy of, okay, you can't ask about this, you can't talk about this.
Yeah.
He probably had the reverse of, like, the bullet points of, okay, here is what you can speak on, and if it's not on this piece of paper, you don't get to mention it.
You don't get to ask it. Yep, right. That could be it. All right, here's something. This is very interesting. The couple of plane stories, plane, P-L-A-N-E, is not about a Boeing 737. Actually, the first story is about a Boeing 787 Dreamliner that went through some weather, and it developed a technical problem during the flight, and the plane started to shake. I mean, really shake. During a flight in Australia, 10 passengers and 3 crew members were taken to local hospitals when the plane landed. No serious injuries, but passengers banged up against the ceiling. It's always, you know, mm-hmm. when you hear the pilot say, sit down and put your seatbelt on, then you better sit down and put your seatbelt on. I find that to be the case, and it's amazing how many people don't do it. And so in this circumstance, heads and bodies were hitting the ceiling.
Well, this was an unexpected situation, too. And that's another thing when they say, even if the fastened seatbelt sign is off, if you are in your seat, just still have your seatbelt on because you never know when there might be unexpected turbulence. And this wasn't just turbulence. It was a straight-up technical problem that caused the plane to just shake. Oh, that had to have been so terrifying.
I would bet it was related to weather, though, in some way, shape, or form, because those planes, the 787 is very reliable Boeing plane, and it doesn't have the same. It had its problems when it first went up, for sure, but most of them were those battery-related issues. Anyway, it's these things happen because there's so many planes in the sky now. Tons. I mean, in America, there are 5,000 flights a day just in America. Imagine that. How many flying take off hundreds from JFK and the big airports, you know, the smaller ones. So think about yourself being on this plane. A couple of pilots come under fire after an incident reported that they both were asleep during a flight. The plane had 150 people on it. The pilots, they didn't answer the call from ground control for a half hour because they were both asleep.
Was it an emergency that something happened that caused them both to sleep?
No, they both just fell asleep. So they woke up and they found the plane had veered off course. They were able to get back on course and they landed safely and there was nothing. But the flight logs, the black boxes, found when, you know, because the ground people want to know, where are you guys? As they thought it might have been another Remember when that Malaysian airliner went down? Was it 6 or 7 years ago? Disappeared. Nobody's ever found it. Don't know where it is. So now air traffic controllers are much more sensitive. If you aren't checking in, I forget what it is. It's supposed to, there's, like it's maybe 3 or 4 minutes. Maybe commercial pilots listening would could tell me what the actual rule is. But at any rate, this is... I wouldn't want to know it. I mean, the plane's capable of flying itself, but the co-pilot was 32 and the pilot, I think, was 38 or something. And so this plane had 4 flight attendants on board, and they didn't know anything, falling asleep at 36,000 feet. It's just mondo bizarro. All right, here's something that's kind of sad of those of you who, I've always liked the Body Shop. I didn't, haven't been a long time user of their products. But apparently they're going to cease operations in our country, close locations in Canada as well. And their home is the United Kingdom, and they're going to stay alive there, but they're going to close a bunch of stores, 30 or 35 stores there as well. Insolvency, which means they're going to go bankrupt. They don't have any money. It's too bad because I think that here's another example of Amazon putting companies like this out of business. That's why one of the reasons I don't like Amazon. This is a company that's had very good products. They've had a good reputation. I don't know. Have you ever used Body Shop products?
I did a while ago, a long time ago. I like some of their stuff. I am very big on making sure that all of my products and toiletries and all of that are cruelty-free.
Yeah.
And this isn't one of those brands.
That's an interesting. Excuse me, my voice. Allergies. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're even closing a lot of stores in the UK, too.
Yeah. Well, too bad, but as they say, is just one of those things. And lots of things are going on in the world today. We continue the conversation as usual. Right now, though, it's 18 after on Good Day.
KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl is out here looking like an absolute snack. For just $3.49, you get crispy secret recipe fries topped with creamy mashed potatoes, cheese sauce, bacon crumbles, and even more melty cheese. If you're looking to smash your hunger, grab KFC's new Smash Potato Bowl for just $3.49. For a little extra, add nuggets to the mix. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and fees extra.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook.
Announcing the new MyPillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the 6-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale. Fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DM.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few.
After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Social media time on the Good Day program, 23 after the hour. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, that's your service on your side. It's tough to follow some of the social media because of the problems that Facebook is having. So is that a universal problem? Jay was just telling me that Facebook has been down. I haven't been on Facebook for about a week, so I don't know what the story is.
Well, they had that big, like, worldwide outage. What was it, late last week? And then there still seems to be some kinks. Like, I have trouble. I can see the same. There were 2 days. I saw the same 5 stories on the news feed, and I couldn't go anywhere else. I couldn't change the accounts I was using. It would say that the menu is currently unavailable. Please try again later. I signed out. I signed back in. I'm actually trying to get on it at this moment, and I'm just getting the circle loop-de-loop like it's loading, but it's not getting into the account. Other than that, it's just it's a blank screen.
Everybody is looking. I see comments here that are 2 days old, 3 days old, 4 days old, 5 days old, that go back to stuff that we did last week. And so I'm looking. Here's a lady that has an interesting story. Good news. You've asked for good news. What did you hear about? And a lady named Jane Rose said, I was in a Burger King when a girl came in with her grandparents. She told me she was six today. I could tell the grandparents were struggling to pay for the food, so I stepped up to the cashier and paid for their meal as a birthday treat. Isn't that? Now, that's a... Jan, I wish I could send you something, a hug and a kiss and a love. What a great... Aren't you a sweet, sweet...
That is
sweet,
awesome.
Sweet, 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 sweet person. All right, here's some info on the technical number side of social media, because every hour during this portion of the hour, we focus on either communications that we've had, people that are trending, or stories like this one. 3/4 of U.S. teens say they feel happy or peaceful when they don't have their phones with them. How about that for research? This is not what you would expect to hear, right? This is a survey that was published by the Pew Research Center, probably America's foremost and most reliable, most trustworthy of all the research centers that do all kinds of polling and that sort of thing. So these folks found, Jay, that despite the positive association with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. So they admit to it being good for them, but that doesn't mean that they do it. And there's a... we're talking about an oxymoron. But as we know, a lot of people in government, policymakers, that sort of thing, advocates, are growing increasingly concerned with youngsters through their teen years and their phones, the relationship they have with social media, that kind of stuff.
Well, there's so much content that, I mean, there's we already know in society there's not enough emphasis on mental health. And then you have social media telling you that people are living certain lives. Well, they're not. It's all highlight reels, and nobody knows that. You have bullying at an all-time high because now it doesn't end when the bell rings. People take it home with them on social media. And then also putting your self-worth into posting something and how many people like it, how many people commented on it, all of that, and then that constant connection. Our brains were not developed to be, we are pack animals to a degree, but we're not supposed to be connected to everything all at once, at all times, inundated with so much news from everywhere. I remember growing up, and we knew what was happening in our hometown, and it had to be really, like, really big news, to, like, national news to know about something.
Right.
But otherwise, it was local stuff. It was in our hometown, in our state, things like that. Now we know everything going on everywhere. People expect immediate responses. If somebody calls you, they expect you to answer, call them back immediately. They text you. Sometimes, I don't know.
I sent you a text a half hour ago. Why didn't you respond?
Yeah. I cannot stand when somebody texts me and they're like, hey, I need to talk to you. Call me when you can. Just, if you need to talk to me, call me. Don't make...
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a new term being floated in Congress with regard to suspect individuals crossing the southern U.S. border and potentially bringing trouble. Oklahoma Republican James Lankford explains what a special interest alien is.
A non-U.S. person who, based on analysis of travel patterns, potentially poses a national security risk.
That was during a hearing Monday where lawmakers grilled the head of the FBI over issues with border security. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane. On the same day, Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. Butler has already given his testimony to federal prosecutors. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Far cry from the Christmas movie, right? That he plays the father.
Oh, Love Actually.
Love Actually. So Liam Neeson. who has become quite the action star. I've always liked whatever he did, pretty much. He's done so many different roles, been very, very prolific Irish actor. And we'll, yeah, I think we specialize because Thanksgiving, good Doug. St. Patrick's Day is this Sunday, right? So should we celebrate? Yeah, we should.
Yes, we should.
Irish music, Irish actors, Irish, just Irish. Everybody turns Irish to a point during this week and certainly over the weekend. So happy St. Patrick's Day, maybe a little early, but what's wrong with that, right? Bring sunshine and lollipops and roses into your life. The Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. We were talking about stuff that's posted on social media and things that have gotten put aside because things aren't working quite right. So I saw a post that I wanted to share with you, and maybe if I can figure out how to send it to Jay, things that should be easy are not easy, especially because Facebook's not working very well. But here's posted in an apartment building, a notice from the landlord. There's a box that is put by the mailbox as they enter into this apartment building. And above the box it says, "As you know, I place fresh berries in the berry bowl every morning for your enjoyment." And then under the box it says, "Do you know that I have a camera to track who takes which fruit?" And then the rankings of the people, this picture, it's just kind of cute. It's invasive as hell, but it's kind of cute. This fellow acknowledges who took the most blueberries. A lady named Devin took 58 blueberries. And let's see, the most grapes, Shannon took the most, 23 grapes last month. The most plums, Omar took 27 plums last month. And the most strawberries, Chris took the most strawberries from the landlord's fruit bowl at the entrance to the apartment. I just thought this was... he said, nobody... he writes, "No one's in trouble. I just thought it'd be fun to let everybody know how each of you ranked." So it's just kind of
that is so odd. I would feel so violated.
It is. Right. Oh, yeah. It's very odd. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Speaking of odd, there's a big fight brewing between the legislative and the business community, if I'm going to be broad about this. I don't think I really am. I want to be specific about Big Pharma here and how we pay more money for things like Eliquis and Xarelto and some of these other drugs that you see advertised all over the place. Every spot break on radio and television has a drug commercial in it. And I'm not biting the hand, well, maybe I am biting the hand that feeds me, because this stuff is out of control. And when the question came up earlier about why does vegetable prices, why do they keep going up and up and up? And I explained that on the air and off the air. Same question can be asked about the program on especially seniors who take a lot of Eliquis, for example, and Xarelto, the cost of this stuff, the profit level. Now, granted, it takes a lot of money to develop a drug. No question about it. But why is it that everybody else, literally every other country in the world that has these same drugs, people pay much less for the drugs than we pay for them here?
Yeah.
So Biden wants
to
lower
the whole anyway, too. Like even just getting an ambulance.
Everything. Right. Yeah. It's crazy. So now the Big Pharma has brought their lawyers, the big guns, in to fight a vigorous legal battle against the plan to lower the prescription drug costs. So the federal system, judges, et cetera, around the country are being asked to invalidate the program that's trying to aim, that's aiming to reduce the price of medications. Now, why do I have to say this every time? I don't know why I do what I do. I'm not a Biden guy. I don't care that much about what he's done. But this is a general informational piece that is now so, there's a flurry of lawsuits everywhere the drug makers blasting the government, blasting Biden. They say that government control is unconstitutional, their pricing practices are legitimate, and the future cures that might come from all of this may, you know, be affected. The research might be affected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a story in the Washington Post today about the legal wrangling that is probably going to get to the Supreme Court. And so what does this do to the government's ability to regulate health care prices? Should the government be involved? Should this be free market? The public, the health system in most countries where it is successful is run by the government. As much as that hurts, excuse me, it hurts me to say that, you can't run a hospital anymore, and you can't seem to, I mean, look at the state of the hospitals around the country. For-profit hospitals there. Mm-hmm. My own community, Framingham Union Hospital, Metro West Medical Center is a prime example. It sucks. Nobody wants to go there anymore. When I had my incident the other day with my lung breaking my ribs, I didn't go to the local hospital. I went to the one in Newton because it's so much better. I don't want to go to this one. And most of the, you know, the big hospital systems that are not for profit are better off than the ones that are for profit. Now, again, this is sort of somebody's going to send me a note again of what a hypocrite I am. I'd like to be consistent, but I don't think that the financial strain on older Americans is good for older Americans, and thus I don't believe the system is serving the people. I mean, all these drugs are made, the pharmaceutical industry makes specifically most of these drugs for older people. And they count on the insurance companies to pay their sky-high prices, and the insurance companies say, no, we're not going to. And so then what do? So the Inflation Reduction Act has pinpointed the price of drugs from Bristol-Myers and Squibb and Novartis and all these other drug companies, and the lawyers are having a field day. Imagine they charge $750 an hour, these lawyers, to just, and I'm sure there are some that are more expensive than that, right? So,
and then you have the people who are on retainer, so they just have those additional fees just for existing within the network.
Very frustrating. All right, here's the story from St. Louis about a television station anchor apologizing on the air. I think this is so ridiculous. We are so we're getting ourselves crazy about the woke world. The television station.
I always hear that. Why is woke bad? I don't understand that.
I don't. Maybe it's the principle. I don't know that it is. I don't even know what it really is. It's maybe I should refer to it as politically correct. So an anchor used what the management admitted to being outdated and offensive, referring to black homeowners as colored. Okay, maybe that's not the way that we refer to black homeowners these days. Colored people. When I was a youngster, they were called colored people. And then what? So then they became black, and then they became African-American. And I don't use this just to refer to, it's not just about black people. It's the whole thing. This television station, by the way, is owned by CBS. It's not like it was in the Boondocks. And so the St. Louis Post-Dispatch has a story about, the story was about homeowners of color. It's Black History Month last month, so that was when this took place. And then the error was acknowledged, and the viewers got an apology from the manager of the station.
This was almost like a Ron Burgundy moment, where in the movie, Will Ferrell's character will read anything that is on the teleprompter, and the wrong wording was on the teleprompter, and the anchor just read without even thinking.
Yeah. So why is that a hanging offense? Pardon the use of the phrase, but
still racist.
Even if it's inadvertent racism,
it's still racism.
It is?
Yes. Huh. Racism is racism across the board. Even if it's
why is calling somebody a colored person?
Racism.
Why is a term? Why is a word? It's attitude and it's action that it would seem to me is predicated, or the business about racism is predicated that way. Not if you refer to somebody as a colored person. After all, is black a color? Colored persons, it could be any number of things. Maybe it's not appropriate, and maybe it's not acceptable in today's world for whatever the reason, but why are we driving ourselves crazy with all of this stuff? Why
well, it's did easy this for company... us to say when we come from a race that was never oppressed.
Oh, that's not true. White people have been oppressed in ancient times. Yeah. The Jews are white for the most part, and they were oppressed. There's plenty of oppression to go around for every race, color, and creed, which brings us back to the core question is, for me, is why are we so concerned? Why are we so aware? Why are we so prejudiced? You hear me all the time talking about why is it that we have to focus? What a shame. What a ridiculous state of affairs that we have to acknowledge the first black woman to go into space or the first woman to go into space or the first whatever. You never hear that about men. And
well,
is that because men are always
so
doing
long,
it first?
But I agree with you. The fact that it's 2024 and we still are only getting the first of certain things, that's suppression still.
Yeah. Anyway, it's discouraging. Especially in an era where we need to all work to be together and be on the same page and try to get along. It's exasperating.
Well, that's why I always question when people use woke as like a bad thing. I don't understand why it's bad.
Woke is
being alert to racial prejudice and discrimination.
Prejudice, okay.
It's being alert to racial prejudice and discrimination. And then it's in recent years it's come to include sexism and the denial of LGBT rights. Why? So again, I always ask, why is woke always used in such a bad way?
Well, why are we so damn prejudiced? Why do we have these feelings of anger towards somebody just because they're different? Why? All right, 48 after. The answer is in your head at the moment.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at, and olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundle savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators. generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's time for Dr. Jack Stockwell to join Dr. Doug Steffen. It seems Jack has more degrees in... Jay, do you find this surprising that Jack has more degrees in medicine than I do? But I can
You know what? I feel like that sounds about right.
Really?
I expect it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, Jack... Jack has been associated with this program for a long time, long enough to know me when I'm teasing and when I am not. We have actually a great friendship, and I'm thankful for Jack being in my life and the ability to share him with you on the program, the Good Day program, Good Day Networks, the Good Day Health shows. And the I want to sort of underscore what we do here with our medical experts, Jack and Ken, offering timely advice. It's different from each perspective. But it is something, we have so many of these podcasts and so much useful information, from keeping your prostate healthy to your diet, to risks of Alzheimer's, what it is, the foods that make you fat, all of these sorts of things are discussed in detail, when Jack is here and when Ken is here. So check it out. Every week there's new material at, gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm very, as I said, appreciative of Jack being here and has the ability to talk about things like daylight savings time. We were just talking about this before we went on the air in this portion of the program and what a crock it is for people. But that's just, you know, everybody's got real experiences. And
let me ask you a question about that. You okay. Travel cross-country constantly, back and forth, Boston, yeah. L.A., L.A., Boston, Boston, L.A., a three-hour difference. Yeah. How devastating is that for you when you get off the plane with a three-hour difference, either early or late?
Makes no difference whatsoever.
But that's 3 hours. That's 3 hours.
Yeah. And I do it in a three-day cycle. So I'm usually, and my trips are out on, like this week, Friday afternoon I go out, and I'll come back Monday afternoon. And you won't know where I am unless I tell you where I am. I don't sound any different.
Yeah.
I don't feel any differently.
when you do that, do you have to go sequester yourself from everybody and everything and go try and get a three-hour nap one way or the other to make up for it? Well, of course not.
No. Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of other things that are afflicting the health of Americans that when the time change comes around likes to get the blame for it to take attention off the real problems.
Uh-huh. Well, I was just talking about the cost of drugs. I know you heard me talking about all big pharma suing the federal government because the government's trying to regulate the price of drugs. And with you and your practice, you're trying to regulate the use of drugs, too, by not using drugs. There's a difference. Maybe that's the solution to the problem, not cutting the prices down, but having people pay attention to guys like you, men and women, who have enough education in these areas to be dangerous and to put out the easiest recipe for staying healthy is to take vitamin D, for example. Make sure there's plenty of that in your system and, you know, a lot of other stuff that is all natural. And then stay away from things like breakfast cereals. You and I were just talking off the air how I've sort of gone back to, I haven't eaten breakfast cereals for a long time because I couldn't find the milk that I wanted. I couldn't find real milk. And so now I can find it. And so I admit to having some, I had Cheerios the other day. I had some gluten-free, I don't remember what the heck the stuff was, but oats, I think, at any rate. But this whole business about the Kellogg CEO says we should have cereal for dinner. I don't think so.
If you want to save money, if you want to save grocery costs, because they're up 26% over
James,
the last
this
year.
Is for you. James is worried about the cost of groceries. So.
This is the CEO of Kellogg's, Gary Pilnick, and he's saying, well, since the food income has gone up, the expense for food has gone up considerably.
Right.
Yeah. Why don't we just eat cereal for dinner? Never mind the fact that Kellogg's highly processed cereal does not resemble actual food in any way. The high amounts of sugar, the glyphosate, the Fruit Loops, the Frosted Flakes, the Rice Krispies. It's just, and he's come under a lot of fire for this. You might as well. Why don't you do this? Why don't you get a whole bunch of McDonald's burgers or get a bag of Doritos and a 2-liter bottle of Coke and split that around the family for dinner?
Yum!
I mean, nobody should be doing that either. But you might be better off doing that than eating these breakfast cereals that are loaded with crap. It's just shocking to me that somebody would come out and say this.
Well, but he's trying to sell his product, so people can come up with any justification for anything. You know, they say they have the facts on their side. Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, yay! Yeah, maybe not. All right, so there's Jack with his overview of a couple of things, including daylight savings time and let them eat flakes. Jack Stockwell with Doug Steffen.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.